I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Later in the program today, we're going to meet award-winning jazz vocalist Kurt Elling. He's back in St. Louis and appearing at Jazz at the Bistro. His latest album, 1619 Broadway, The Brill Building Project, pays tribute to the New York music scene. And later, St. Louis Public Radio's Aaron Williams talks with UMSL professor Nee Coker about the Africa World Documentary Film Festival, which began here in St. Louis and now travels to 9 other venues and 3 continents. We begin with Hatana Productions' 15th annual Faces of Love concert. That's tomorrow evening, featuring the Al-Andalus Ensemble. Please welcome the ensemble's co-founders, Tarek and Julia Bonzi, and Hatana's executive director, Cecilia Nadal. Welcome to you all.
Good to be with you, Steve.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Cecilia, every year, Hatana brings musicians to St. Louis to demonstrate the power of music and bringing people together.
That's right. And this particular concert follows that commitment. Al-Andalus plays music that comes from southern Spain in a time in which Jews and Muslims and Christians had very peaceful coexistence and created beautiful music. And that's what you're going to hear tomorrow night.
Great. And that might be a fact some people don't even realize today, right? That relationship between those peoples at that time.
Most definitely. And that's where the creative impetus from the group comes from, Al-Andalus, which was that peaceful coexistence time that led to the European Renaissance. So we call it the Dark Ages, right, in Western civ, but it's this beautiful flourishing
of
dark cultures.
Yes, yes.
And that was a time that was pre-America, right? Didn't that period end like about 1492?
Yeah,
exactly.
That's right.
1492.
Yes. 711 to 1492, so it's easy to remember.
Well, Cecilia talks about Hatana providing programs that bring people together, and that's really what your ensemble, you sort of have the same mission, don't you?
Exactly, yes, yes. We play music from the 3 different cultures, so the Spanish, Christian, and Muslim, Arabic, and Sephardic Jewish music. Mm-hmm. So, but we try to make it more modern. Try to be creative, not to be traditional. Mm-hmm. So,
is that what makes your music unique? Do you think?
Well, I think if you look at what we've done initially in the early part of the group, we were doing really traditional historical representations of like Sephardic Ladino music, and then we moved through that. So I think it's that mixture of new and old that
makes it interesting.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. Bring it into now. Absolutely. And that's the goal with the group too, to remember. Now we think of the Middle East and it's like this war zone, but no, it's mm-hmm. It's the golden, Al-Andalus was a golden age of Jewish culture and the height of the Islamic empire. And so it's like, it's pretty neat.
So Cecilia, this is the 15th year for this concert. Could you give us some ideas of what you've done in the past?
Sure. The very first show that we did out at Westport before it disappeared. And we brought in 2 drama folks that everybody knows, and I've forgotten their names. I can't believe it. But on the dance side, we had flamenco. We had a dancer from the Bolshoi Ballet. And that was added to a classical Indian dancer who performed for a jazz group called the Quartet Trebien. And so what we brought to stage was a fusion of diverse dances to music that was jazz. And people had never seen that kind of combination before. Mm-hmm. And the people that I forgot are Ruby Dee and Ossie Davis, which I can't believe I forgot. But they were the dramatic end of that. And we still get letters from people who said, I'd never seen anything like that in St. Louis before. So yeah, that's one example. Another is that we did the first St. Louis Roma Gypsy Festival that was part of our Faces of Love concert. And then one year we brought Hassan Hakmoun and joined him up with Rick Reck, who was a rock Jewish singer, and it was surreal. So we bring different kinds of artists from different parts of the world, and then we try to go out to the community and bring in an eclectic group to support that music. So for this concert, it would not be surprising, since we're doing it right off of Del Mar and Union at the Union Avenue Christian Church, that we are targeting people in that neighborhood, the Jewish community, the Muslim community, the Arabic community. We're trying to be as diverse as possible. We even expect a wonderful group from the Indian community to be there.
And you want to draw in the Christian community, too.
Absolutely. Well, that crosses all of those. Right. Crosses all of those, actually.
So this year it's the Al-Andalus Ensemble. We have a recording of your music. Why don't we take a sample of that now?
This is a Sephardic, a Ladino love song, Sephardic Jewish love song. It's called Alauna Yunasi.
The Al-Andalus Ensemble performs tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. at Union Avenue Christian Church. We're talking with co-founders Tarek and Julia Bonzi and with Cecilia Nadal from Hitana Productions. There's beautiful music. Is that pretty good representation? Does it always have that soothing feel to it?
Well, we were soothing, and then we get kind of feisty in there as well. We've got that flamenco edge.
Well, okay, you bring that up. That's your background. You're the guitarist in the group.
That's correct, yes. I'm a flamenco guitarist. I went to Spain early on.
Didn't you live there for like a decade? Or?
Yes, I did. That and a little bit more, but yeah.
Is that where your flamenco experience began?
That's correct, yeah. I mean, my neighbor was a flamenco guitarist growing up, so I'd heard it, but I went to Spain to learn it.
And it's true, isn't it, that it's not all that common for a woman to play that style?
This is true. I get to that claim to fame like one of the best in the world because there's no one else.
Just you? Was that ever a problem for you? I mean, did people accept that over there? Was that a taboo that you had to break?
Yes, and it continues to be. But
really?
Yeah, it's not very common.
What's your take on that, Tarek? I mean, it's okay with you. You're from, I'm not sure if you're from Spain, but you're from this region, or at least your family.
Originally from Spain, yeah. Uh-huh. What they call Moriscos, which is the people who are suspicious. They weren't sure if they were Muslims or pretending to be Christians, or there were some families who were mixed. And so there was a law called Limpieza de Sangre when they decided uh-huh. that if there's any doubt about if you're not pure Christian, then you're out. and so my family, it was one of those families that founded the city of Tetuan in north of Morocco. Mm-hmm. So we don't know where exactly.
This was in 1492.
1492.
Right. When the Jews and Muslims had to leave.
Yes.
Someone went there.
So I'm not clear. Is Al-Andalus, is that a term they still use today to describe the region?
It is.
Andalusia, they call it right now. Yeah, still, yes.
Well, you play, I think, you compose, Tarek, and you
yes.
also play
uh-huh.
a couple of instruments, including
yes.
one that you brought today. Would you describe your instrument for us, and then we're going to have you demonstrate that.
Okay, well, my instrument, it's called the oud, O-U-D, and it's actually the origin of the guitar. This is where the guitar came from. So it's originally is Persian. The Arabs, after the death of the Prophet, the Muslims, they started conquering the surrounding countries, and they went all the way up to Spain. And they didn't have musical culture, so but they would appropriate cultures that they conquer. And so, I won't talk much about that. But the oud is a fretless 11 strings, and from this came the Renaissance lute, which is the same instrument. The only difference is that it has frets, and then from that, the guitar.
Well, it's a beautiful instrument. I'm going to try to describe it. It's sort of like a guitar, but the body of the body is much bigger. It's like if you took maybe a giant watermelon and cut it in half.
Exactly, yes.
Or like a rosebud mandolin sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like a mandolin too, like a huge mandolin.
It has 11 strings in a round body, so it looks kind of like a beetle bug.
Right, right. Beautifully, beautiful inlaid wood. Would you demonstrate that for us?
Yeah, a little bit.
We'll do a piece called the Oudie Blues tomorrow too.
Correct, aren't I? That I mean, it sounds very traditional to my ears, but isn't most of your music original music?
No, we try and split the program actually. So tomorrow night you'll hear there'll be some Arabic classical music. There'll be some Mwashahat, which is the traditional Andalusian music, as well as the Sephardic Ladino pieces. So, and then the other half will be contemporary. So we do a mix. We have a vocalist with us. She'll sing in about 5 languages, and then another player, Razgi Bujema, who'll play the ney. The kamanja in a traditional way on a knee, which people probably have never seen, but the violin used to be played on your knee like a cello, right? And he'll also sing in a few different languages. So
Cecilia, I have the feeling that this would be something new for a lot of people here.
Absolutely, no question. And that's why we love coming on St. Louis Public Radio, because it gives us an opportunity to give people a sense of what that music sounds like, and Tariq has done a great job demonstrating that.
And Tariq and Julia, why do you feel this music brings people together? What is it about it?
I think it's the historical part, which is important. But we want it, so we want to touch your heads, but also your hearts. I think there's something really, I don't know, I think music is there's a cultural universal there that brings us that combination of rhythm. We'll play a lot with rhythm, so that'll kind of grab you physically. And then with the strings, it's an interesting space historically, because it's a time when Western music was discovering harmony. Mm-hmm. The East continued along scale and other places. So we look for that in between places. And I think many people culturally connect with that emotionally. That's what we want to do, hopefully.
Etana Productions presents the Faces of Love concert, presenting Al-Andalus. That's tomorrow, 7 p.m. at Union Avenue Christian Church. If you'd like more information, that number is area code 314-721-6556. If you go to stlpublicradio.org, to the Cityscape page, we'll have a link to Hatana's website, and you can get ticket information that way. Looking ahead, Cecilia, what do you plan for the rest of the year? Anything you might want to mention quickly?
Well, we have a show, an original play that we're producing called Soy Yo, an Afro-Latina suite. And it deals with what it means to have mixed identity. And so we have commissioned Mariah Richardson to write that play for us. And it's going to be very interesting. A lot of people don't know that there are folks walking around who look like me, who are both Spanish as well as African. And so we will explore the joy of that, the challenge of that, and the struggle of that.
Well, we want to thank you, Cecilia Nadal from Hatana Productions, for being here. It's always good to see you.
It's a pleasure to see you, Steve.
And Julia and Tariq Bonzi, I understand this is your very first trip to St. Louis.
This is true.
And you just got in yesterday, I think?
No, we did last night.
So I hope you can play tourists while you're here.
This is what we want to do, go up in the big arches. Yeah.
Well, there's one arch.
It doesn't count as two?
No, just one. We'll explain it to you later. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Al-Andalus tomorrow, 7 p.m. at Union Avenue Christian Church. And coming up next on Cityscape, the Africa World Documentary Film Festival. And later, meet jazz vocalist Kurt Elling. This is St. Louis Public Radio.